Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the kingdom of humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to Audible.com/Rooster Teeth. Audible.com/Rooster Teeth.
This episode of the Rooster Teeth Podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7, which has a completely redesigned interface and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. Try the new Squarespace at squarespace.com/roosterteeth and enter offer code roosterteeth at checkout to get 10% off.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast.
Easing you in to Monday night.
You guys just missed Gavin's penis. It was just hanging out.
Brandon. Are you going to start doing radio voice?
No, that was it. Just a little teaser. And then maybe a little bit of like, ooh, yeah.
Every time you do I can't wait for hear an echo in the control room.
I can't wait for that to be someone's text message alert. Oh, yeah.
I really want to do the binaural podcast just so I can get up and click.
You keep fucking talking about this.
It would be cool. Let's have it like right in your ear hole.
Yeah. It sounds like work.
It doesn't. Definitely work.
It doesn't?
I would do it. I would take like a couple hours out of my day to do that.
Right.
To actually record it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the setup.
It's the setup.
I show up.
Well, you know.
What? For an hour and a half on Monday night? Yeah, I'd go. I'd be there. That's no problem. I'll make some time.
That's the way it works for me at Rooster Teeth. Things are set up before I get there. I'm not on crew.
Just fucking show up.
Other than RTX.
I have something to say to you.
What's up?
You flaky bitch. What happened?
What happened?
What happened?
What happened?
It'd been planned for like 6 months.
It was cold.
It was cold.
Really cold.
It was cold.
We were supposed to hang out and watch the
We're gonna watch the Spurs game because Crystal Palace.
We're gonna watch
Spurs.
the Crystal Palace game.
Yeah, the Spurs game. And the night before, I was like, man, I haven't heard anything from Gus. I guess we're not doing it. I'll just text him to see. So I just text Footy. Nothing.
Not even
nah, it's cold.
No, I don't respond.
Do you have that receipt set up?
No,
where
God,
you can
no.
See? But
that's
so depressing. I know you do that to people, but I feel like I've never been the recipient of just a blank out like that. So I was like, I think Gus has enough respect for me. I think he'll reply. Nope.
Nothing. Well, I'll see if I can pull it up here and show it on the podcast.
Gavin. How long have you guys been planning that?
Since like before the season started.
So like a couple months?
Like pre-September.
It was really cold. I just want to say that. And really rainy. And I'm sure if you're listening or watching, it was much colder and much rainier, wherever the fuck you are. And I don't care about that. But it was rainy and cold here. And that's what I care about. And I was like, I'm not gonna do it.
Where are you guys going? Are you going out somewhere?
We were gonna go to Haymaker.
Yeah, we're gonna watch on the TV.
there it is. I've got it here. In my defense, in my defense, the previous text is one I sent you that went unanswered.
Well, what am I going to do? Answer a picture?
That's a picture, though. That's not a question.
Just saying.
Just put a lol in
Scroll
there.
Up. Let's
what see is what, that picture?
I don't know what else we've discussed before this, so I'm not scrolling up on that.
It's not on screen anymore. Let's see it.
There's no way.
Can I share a text I just got from Chris?
Sure.
Like a minute ago. I know you've got the podcast, but could you put the sandwich I left out in the fridge? It's really good.
Can you put the sandwich
that he left out into the fridge?
Oh, he wants to eat it tomorrow.
Go do it.
You should go do it.
Go do it.
Do it
right now.
Yeah, go do it.
All right, I'll be right back.
So I'm glad I didn't scroll up, because if I scrolled up, it would have been that.
Oh, yeah, you can't show that.
Oh, is that from Laser Team?
Yeah, which I cannot show for maybe a couple more weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
Or a couple more months.
Well, okay, so the next Spurs Crystal Palace game is probably in October or something.
Yeah, it's probably like next season. By the way, good game.
No.
I'm
glad I didn't go.
Fucking great.
Who won?
Crystal Palace.
And that's who you're rooting for?
Yeah. The best, worst team in the Premier League.
What was it, like a cheap penalty or something?
Oh, yeah, it was a penalty.
Good win.
Well, yeah, Tottenham went up 1-0 and Crystal Palace fucking rallied, got a cheap penalty. It's all good.
It's weird to be talking about Barclays Premier League.
It was on NBC.
It was?
The game was like on...
Did you watch it at home?
Yeah.
It wasn't there.
Someone's eating it. That's what's happened.
Was it the Einstein bag that was lying out? Because I was going to eat that, even though I didn't know whose it was.
Someone took it.
Okay.
Do you eat food that's out?
Sometimes.
Have you ever lied about it?
Why did you look
You're the
at me
worst
like
kind
that?
Of person.
No. If someone leaves their food out for a certain amount of time.
It's what free. Are you, a savage?
Free game. No, I'm hungry.
We live walking distance from a shop.
Do we?
I mean, we work walking distance from a supermarket.
I just eat the chips that Bernie leaves behind. Because, Bernie will just leave chips on, the corner of a table.
You just follow his breadcrumbs.
I could do, half a bag of chips.
It's because, so often people have food that they bring in and leave in the kitchen that's just free game. Like, they even sent an email that's just like, I brought cookies, anybody can take them.
But not, a sandwich sitting there.
Bernie brought poutine and left it on the table, which I thought was the weirdest thing to bring and,
nasty thing to leave
share.
Out.
Yeah.
Just heat it up. One of the animators was taking some, and I was going to take some, but then I saw him taking it and made me not want to touch it.
Was it a gross one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was he using his hands or what?
No, just a utensil. Okay. But it just made me not want
it. I couldn't. I saw it there and I wanted some, but I couldn't find a plate. So I got a glass. And I had a glass of poutine.
Oh.
You like poutine.
Why do you say it's. Why do you react like that? The poutine tastes the same?
Look, some food shouldn't be eaten out of a cup.
It was a glass.
A glass is a drink receptacle. Like cereal. That'd be weird.
I eat cereal out of a cup all
the
time.
Cereal out of a cup would be awesome.
With
you
milk?
Have to use a spoon. Yeah, you just fucking drink it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you're drinking all the soggy bits.
You're eating the soggy bits otherwise.
Well, something like if from a spoon, it's not as soggy somehow.
What are you on about?
How does that make sense? It's in the milk for the exact same amount of time.
I don't know. You got to be careful with cereal because you enter the you enter the soggy territory. You got to be it's the same with Yorkshire puddings. You got to scoff them down before they get soggy.
Do you like poutine, Brandon?
I've never had it.
What?
What? Yeah.
Why is that weird?
Because it's at it's at Frank. It's at Haymaker, which is close by the office.
I went to Haymaker with you recently, didn't I?
No, that was someone else.
We never go to lunch with Brandon. Except that
no,
one time.
No, there were a couple times. I piggyback onto people that you ask for lunch.
I never ask anyone. It's always other people who ask.
It's usually me.
Who did I go to Haymaker with? Oh, it was Gilby. It wasn't you.
No.
You two are very similar.
Can we go to Haymaker sometime, Gus?
Sure, why not?
He'll flake out.
He'll flake out.
He won't be there. He'll just ignore your text.
I just won't reply. Are you ready to go? Place. And I'll just hide in my office.
I'm excited for the next time you text me.
Because you're not going to respond?
Nope.
Oh, Gavin's so upset.
Sometimes Gavin just texts me really inappropriate words over text.
Like what?
I can't say them. Words that you wouldn't say on a live stream.
Jesus. On this live stream?
Any
words
live
that
stream?
You wouldn't say on this live stream?
Yeah.
Gavin, you're a terrible person.
Just to get a rise out of me?
This from the guy who has baby anus written on his shirt.
Dude, Ryan is the baby anus
No,
guy.
It's Babianus.
Babianus?
Don't you know Babianus?
Who's a popular folk singer in the 70s. So, I'm just going to cut to the chase. What did the dog eat?
Well, explain the story first.
So, I had to get on the phone with Poison Control because our dumb pug ate something she shouldn't have.
And this was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, this was a couple weeks ago. Let me pull up the picture for it.
You tweeted a picture, I think, right?
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I were on the bed having a pretty serious conversation, talking about visa stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys know, that's pretty stressful.
Are you trying to get into the country?
She's trying to stay in the country.
Oh.
Where's she from?
Mexico.
Okay.
Me too, man. Been there.
Yeah.
So you're from Mexico?
No, it's Mexico. The pug's behind us on the ground chewing on a water bottle because she does that. I don't know what it is. She just likes that. And after a certain point, it got really annoying. So I turn to grab it from her. She actually has a bottle of lube. And she's gone through the whole thing. Like, it's not like a big, giant thing of lube. It's like a moderately sized thing of lube.
It's not the Costco size.
Costco. But it is a pretty decent size amount of lube for a pug.
So I'm gonna sidetrack you here for a minute.
Okay.
You tweeted this picture. I remember this picture that you've got the dog. You're sitting on the bed. The dog's on its back, and you're on the phone.
Yeah, I can't pull up the Apple
TV. And there's like five bottles of lotion behind you on the nightstand.
It's because of my girlfriend's apartment.
Why do you need five bottles of lotion and a giant tub of lube
girls
next to your
lotion.
Bed?
Girls have
lotion.
Girls, no. I will defend this point.
I am married to a girl who does
Esther
not,
is not
have
typical.
Five
She's
bottles
not
of
typical.
Lotion. On the nightstand right next to the bed.
You want me to text her and ask?
Okay.
Are you concocting like the ultimate jack-off formula? It's like two part Jergens, one part Eucerin.
Women don't use lotion to jack off.
I'm not accusing Paul. I'm accusing him.
Right. Dude, that requires so much work to have him go get the lotion. It's like, I don't need that.
Just spit on it.
Shine it up real nice.
Right?
That is her apartment. That is not all of my lotion. But yes, half the comments were about the undecent amount.
I do have to back her up, though, because girls tend to have just bottles of stuff, of product, whether it's hair stuff or skin stuff. I have, I don't even know how many bottles under my sink of just random
products.
Not
right next to the bed.
No.
Have you spit on your fascia?
Of penises?
I mean, it was your suggestion.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta use some spit.
It's a practical solution, but you're never like, okay, great. So how do you do that? Like, do you go like and like drip some on, or are you just like?
Well, usually you're up right up close.
Right. No, it's a drip.
I'm so happy my parents.
Usually you're right up close, so that's when you're spitting on it. Interesting. I pictured it as like
trying to aim.
Yeah, that sounds like you're gonna like.
Just get a straw.
Dollop one in.
So what do you do to a pug that's eating a bottle of lube?
First, I call the vet, and you have to tell them, look, she ate a whole bottle of lube, and then you wait for the pause and the reaction. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's only three bottles.
She looks dead. She looks stiff. She was so out. And they're like, we don't know.
Was it flavored?
No, gross. But it wasn't water. It was like not rubber based, like oil based. So I imagine that was like murder. Anyway, so they're like, I had to call poison control, which was like $80. Like they charge you before they'll save your dog.
Poison control charges you when you call them?
Yeah.
What, is it like an expensive
animal poison control?
Oh, still.
Okay. But like the crazy thing is, I told them and it wasn't a big deal. Like they were totally cool about it, and then I told them the brand name, and then they were like listing off the different types. Like they had a complete database
of lube.
Because I mean, it's not
are
inconceivable.
Some more dangerous than others.
So do they have to just list every liquid that would be found in a household
that a dog could get to?
But I imagine it's not dangerous for someone or something to consume lube because of the nature of where it is usually. And how mouths might be in those areas.
Yeah, but they don't expect you to just like eat like an entire bottle of lube. Like I even felt the ground. I was like, how much of the ground is wet right now? And it was all dry. Like she really got in there.
It reminds me of that Simpsons episode where Homer eats the candle so he could eat hot peppers. Right. Just coat your throat with lube.
So, what does the dog just like have the runs for a week?
Oh, it's a couple days, but they're like, you need to try to get her to eat to kind of like balance it out. The only danger was if she threw up, because if you try to throw up lube, apparently you could choke. So
I can imagine just all of the dog's food going like,
just shooting at the dog's asshole.
Whoa! Just putting like ball bearings in his mouth.
Yeah, she recovered, but she's sick now. You know how you go to Mexico, they say don't drink the water?
Yeah.
She did, and she got parasites.
Oh.
Your dog?
Yeah.
Aw.
Don't drink the water.
Poor Penny.
So what do you got? At least it's the water. It's not like, listen, my dog went to Mexico, ate a bottle of lube again. I don't know what happened.
Something about the way they make it down there.
Yeah, she loves lube, man. I don't know.
Bitches love lube.
Yeah. She's a weird dog. She's very weird.
And lotion.
Yeah. Dude, your phone is off the hook.
I've silenced it, and it's still going.
So what is someone, he doing?
Do you want to answer it?
No, I'm good.
I remember you used to leave when we were at the annex, and we used to do the podcast down there. You would leave your phone right up here on the arm for the couch, and it would flash.
Yeah.
And every time it flashed, I would try to pick it up. You always were a little too fast for me, but I'd always very subtly try to reach over and grab it, and you'd always notice it the last
second. You don't have the best reflexes.
Yeah, no, so. I don't. I wanted to try to answer your phone one time on air, but I never got the opportunity to.
Were you just getting a phone call?
What, just now?
Yeah.
No, I got like a bunch of texts.
Oh.
Can I miss
so
something?
Popular.
What?
Go.
It's 100% true. She ate another bottle of lube 2 days ago.
Are you serious? Stop keeping it in multiple areas.
Wait, is that
incompetent?
Is that why the dog? No, you said the dog had parasites.
So you just try to drown the parasites with a bunch more lube?
She's not having a good. Not having.
Stop leaving lube out. Put it in a drawer.
Leave it out. She goes and she like digs
put
and finds
it.
It.
You're not burying it, are you?
No.
Yeah, put it in a fucking
drawer. It's in like a little cubby inside.
No.
Inside a thing, like
hang
it from
work.
The ceiling fan or something.
Or just in a drawer that dogs can't open with their paws.
The really messed up part is, like, we have, like, the same Instacart driver, like, every week. It's the person who does, like, our shopping for us. So
like,
these guys go through so much lube. What do they?
Wait, you order your lube from Instacart?
Yeah, and condoms through Instacart. You don't? It saves me a trip.
But then you, like, the person hands it to you, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever
used Instacart? Like, they don't bring it out and, like, one by one go through your shopping list, do they? Here's your extra small condoms.
Sometimes if they don't have something, they have to ask you, like, to call you and be like, are you okay with me replacing this?
Replacing
this
with magnums.
They had to replace the condoms once.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever ordered just lube and condoms?
No, they charge you more if it's only, like, a couple things.
Yeah. The delivery fee's higher if it's just,
is it really?
If it's under $35, I think it's, like, $10.
Damn.
And if it's over $35, I think it's, like, $4 or something for delivery. It's really affordable.
Yeah. I will use it.
Yeah. I love it. It was great for the very cold weekend.
You really don't have to leave the house, ever.
No, between that and Amazon.
Yeah.
And Yeri's Favor, there's this app, I think it's spreading across the U.S. People just do shit for you. I had somebody go to GameStop and buy me a hard drive once, because I just did not want to go to GameStop.
Wow.
It's awesome.
No, I love the fact that we live in a city where you can do all of that. It's the same thing with, like, Uber and ride sharing. It's like, you theoretically wouldn't have to own anything if you have a phone and a credit card.
We don't have Uber Fresh yet, though.
No, I think it's only in only like in West Hollywood and
what's that food?
Santa Monica.
It's like groceries, I think, but it's different somehow.
It's through Uber.
Oh.
Through Uber.
We never got those Uber kittens.
No.
Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember the day Uber was? They were, I guess, sending out batches of kittens for people to play with for 15 minutes, and like you would pay a certain amount, and it would go to, I think, the Humane Society as a donation. And all day, me, Gus, and Jordan were trying to get kittens delivered to the office. And it just never happened because they were always taken.
High demand.
Yeah. I was really upset.
That is kind of sad.
I know.
Potential for kittens there. I feel like Rooster Teeth should be higher priority.
You would think, right? Because we would make a, like, video about it.
They should flag all internet content companies and be like, this is going to be promotion if we send it to Rooster Teeth.
Exactly.
Look, Gavin, just one special attention.
It makes sense, though, from a promotion.
Speaking of
standpoint,
special attention. For the second week in a row, I had to go and get Gavin right before the podcast started from his office.
I have a clock in my office.
I'm not doing that anymore.
I'm not doing it anymore. I was dealing with some business, and I was looking at the thing. It was 7:21, and you were
it
like,
"It was not 7:20."
You were like, "Oh," and I was not, like, "I've got time."
It was not 7:21.
What time was it?
It was 7:25.
Even still, it takes 20 seconds to walk over here.
Yeah, but you usually pee before the podcast, so he was accounting for that.
Well, you know, maybe I can pee on my own.
A minute and 10 seconds before the podcast started, you asked if you had time to pee.
No, I was kidding there.
Yeah, sure.
I wasn't kidding. This coming from the guy who last week was like, I forgot about the podcast until you came and got me.
That's very true.
When we started the video podcast, more than a few people had problems, like just had to leave in the middle of it to go pee. Do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, it happens a lot.
Well, you find your beer limit. You find your 90-minute beer limit, and mine is 3. If I have 4 beers, I got to get up and pee.
Well, some people also started drinking too soon.
Yeah.
Like, they start drinking way before the podcast started, and I'd be like, you're going to have to pee in the podcast. No, I'll be fine. Of course they have to pee in the podcast.
The worst part about the annex is the bathroom was barely another room for the control room. So people would like run in there while we're like running the podcast and you would just hear somebody pee the whole time.
Yeah. Hearing someone pee isn't that bad though.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Why?
Like, I waste so much water. I turn on like the sink. No, sometimes I'll turn on a shower because it weirds me out if people can hear me pee.
Pee by just pouring water. You can't replicate a dump.
What does it matter if you can replicate pee?
Well, because it could be water.
Yeah, no, but they know you're not running into the bathroom like, to
right,
pour water.
It doesn't sound as bad as...
Yeah, but who runs the tap at like a tinkle? Does that?
You know, I've said on the podcast before that I'm like very self-conscious about the sound and the strength of my urination stream. So like when I would have to pee in the annex control room, I would always sit down so that way it wasn't as loud and people couldn't hear me peeing. They're laughing at me in the control room, but it's true. You probably never heard me pee in the annex because I would always sit down.
It was really convenient though, having the bathroom right there. Here you have to go outside and you have to swipe your card and punch in the code.
Normally, before we come out and do the podcast, like I'll go take a pre-podcast dump if I need to, and I'll go out to the bungalow.
And I love the, people are going to be tuning into the podcast. Oh, it's 6:50. Gus is probably shitting right now.
And I think it was like 2 weeks ago I went out there to the bungalow for my pre-podcast shit, and my access card didn't work because I didn't realize it, but the reader was broken. And I was like, oh man, I actually really have to take a dump. I was like, what am I going to do? So I started walking back this way and I went to sound check and I tried the doors, but they were locked because it was after hours. And I was like, oh man, I'm going to have to shit in the Rooster Teeth bathroom.
No way.
So I went in there and there was no one in there. I was like, okay, I don't think I've ever had to do this before. So I was like, Brandon always says that the lights go off. So I made sure to wait in front of the lights until they wouldn't turn off. And I ran into the bathroom and I started and right as I was getting, my full on dump. Someone walked in. I was like, God damn it.
Did you pause and wait for them to
go? No, because it was like, that like,
was it already coming out of the anus?
My dump was destroyed at that point. So I was like, all right, I'll finish up here. So I wipe and get out to go wash my hands. Fucking Bernie. out of everyone who could have walked in, it's fucking Bernie. I was like, fucking asshole. Couldn't have waited like 3 more minutes.
The gaps in the door are really... They're not very private.
No, they're not. I properly... looked at someone by accident.
Yeah, you can see who was in.
Who I'm was? Not going to say, but it's like...
Was it an animator?
I'm washing my hands.
Yeah.
And I look up like, oh, there's someone in the bathroom. Oh, we've made eye contact.
Have you ever walked in on somebody going to the bathroom?
Yeah, he walked in on Lindsay.
Yeah, I walked in on Lindsay before the bathroom got destroyed. I think I walked into someone else in the bungalow also.
Yeah, I walked in on an animator. The same kind of dirty animator.
Oh, yeah. And were they showering just, in
like,
mud?
Their first, instinct reaction was just like... And then it's like, what do you do when you see them again? It's just like you have to play it off, like...
I think you just don't talk about it.
Or you talk
about it. Or don't make
it
eye contact ever again for the rest of your life.
You talk about it on a podcast, a year later.
Exactly. When my school class went on a camping trip, a bunch of my friends walked into the toilets there, and... one of the PE teachers was having a shower with all his kit off, and they walked in on him, and he just went, and his knob was out. Didn't even cover it. Just, covered his nipples.
Maybe he has, really ugly nipples, and he wanted to cover those.
He was a disgusting man.
Yeah. So maybe he had really ugly nipples. What? Or, really long nipples. Those creep me out.
Oh, yeah, they're weird. You can see it through the shirt.
The one, if you think you flick
shirts.
It, it'll go,
a doorstop.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those?
No.
I've seen those in porn. It creeps me out.
You watch way more porn than
anyone. What causes that? Is it just too much pinching?
No, I think it's just a genetic thing. Maybe.
Yeah,
their DNA is really long.
Shut up.
Can you see a DNA?
No.
Is like with a microscope?
Because they always show it
with
a helix thing.
I thought you meant with the naked eye. Yeah, I'm sure you can with a microscope.
But do you actually see the strands, or do they do other tests and then they simulate it?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Come on, that's why I don't talk about science stuff ever on the podcast.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid I get something wrong.
There's no way. You can't just you're just not like looking and...
Well, how much do you have?
You have about 7. I mean, what are you asking? How much DNA do you have?
If you separate DNA from all of your body, how much DNA is there?
There's 23 little bits of the DNA.
Oh, God.
Strand, right?
Is every single part of this, and it's like... Has every part of you got DNA? If you pulled out all your DNA, would it just pull you completely over here?
I don't know.
Or is there bits of your body that don't have DNA in?
It's got to be water, right? They say there's, a ton of water content in people.
Yeah. Well, if you...
So, what if you got, a pile of water and a pile of DNA, and then, I don't know...
You have a person.
What color would it be?
Red? I don't know.
I saw a really cool image of the Earth, and then in relation is all of the Earth's water in a globe and all of the Earth's air
yeah.
in a globe.
Didn't Bernie retweet that from somewhere?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
It looked really cool. There's like there's bugger all water compared to the Earth. But you always visualize it as like this,
way more
this
air.
Mostly water.
Mm.
But I guess it's all so shallow.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's a good image.
It's great.
Yeah, it's
quality.
It's like, you know, there was that plane that that crashed, that AirAsia plane that crashed a few mm-hmm. weeks ago. And, you know, at first they didn't know where it was. It disappeared. And, you know, they subsequently found the wreckage. They found the black boxes and everything. And the strange thing to me about that was they said, the plane disappeared. We don't know where it is. This isn't like the Malaysia Airlines flight because we don't know where that one is at all. This one, we have an idea where it is. And the ocean's only about 100 feet deep there. And I was like, how weird is it that's like the ocean is like that shallow at a point? It's like it's just like 100, 150 feet at most.
And is it like in the middle of the ocean?
Like, yeah.
What is the deepest it gets?
I think it's like the Marianas Trench. Is
yeah,
like
that's the deepest part.
6 miles?
It's well, that's like seven, it's not the lowest point, but it's the point that has the most water above it.
Yeah. So like it would be the most pressure if you were at the bottom of it compared to anywhere else.
Yeah, you'd be like.
Yeah. Apparently they found a fish that lives, I think, like the...
Yeah, James Cameron does a fucking... He goes down there all the time.
Does he?
Yeah.
He gets his mail down there.
Yeah.
Fucking Amazon hates him.
He's obsessed. Like,
research
he spent
for
so
Titanic
much money
too?
Sending like cameras down there, and it's terrifying. If you go watch a documentary on deep sea fish, it's horrible. It's just scary. Like, you're just like, I don't know why these things exist.
Are you more afraid of drowning or burning to death? What's more terrifying to you?
Classic question.
Drowning.
I think burning would be worse.
I think burning, I'm like, oh, man, I'm burning. This is really hot. But the drowning thing is just like, maybe I can get out of this.
But I think once your lungs completely fill with water, you're kind of at peace.
You think?
Yeah, but like people who have drowned and come back to life, they're like, yeah, I was actually okay with it at the time.
I mean, I'm not, it's not ideal.
Who do you know? Like, oh, this sucks, but... Yeah, sorry.
Well, have you never been, you know,
have you never been
this way? Shitting like a lazy boy.
No,
like,
that is
all right, this is my life now. I'm just going to finish it up here.
Yeah. But have you never had a situation where you are just ready for death? You're like, I accept death at this point.
No.
Have you?
Yeah. I was on a donkey that ran off. And it was, and it didn't
Wait,
have a saddle.
What?
A donkey just took off. I was like, maybe six. And it was just like, and I was like, I'm going to die. This
so
is
you
it.
Had a clear concept of death when you
yeah,
were
no,
six.
I was like,
six
and you thought about
first,
your life.
I went through different stages. I was like, oh, God. And I was like, ow, it hurts. And I was like, I'm going to die. I'm going to let go. And I just fell off it.
Did you
lived.
Die?
No, I lived.
Oh, you lived. Okay.
It wasn't even hurt.
Wait.
I like how you were just like on the other end of the pen. Like all the
It was on a beach.
Like, were you with your family?
It was like the true story is the donkey took two steps and Gavin fell off.
Yeah, that
but
was
in six-year-old
ass.
Life.
It was hauling anus, dude. At the time, when I was six.
That's a death I'm scared of, like a Reddit death.
Oh.
Like dying in such a bizarre, dumb way that it's going to get on the front page of Reddit and everybody's just going to laugh.
Yes. Like a survival of the fittest kind of thing.
Yeah, the Darwin Award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like those were really popular on the internet for a while, and now I guess you hear about stupid deaths so frequently that it's like, eh.
Oh, I was addicted to 1,000 Ways to Die.
What's that?
It was like this really shitty
show,
like where they had dramatic reenactments of like really fucked up ways people have died, and it was like narrated by Hellboy. What was his name?
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman. So it was like a really like deep and serious voice. One of the stories was this guy who was an alcoholic, but he had like throat surgery, so he couldn't drink. So he had his wife give him an enema of like just pure alcohol.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
he got so fucked up, he died of alcohol poisoning.
You don't need much through the anus.
You don't?
No.
What would a shot get me?
Well, it's because it doesn't filter through the bloodstream.
Yeah, it goes directly into the blood.
Yeah, there's no stomach,
no
in
filtering,
and liver and all that.
So, would be the equivalent of a shot, like half a beer
up your butt?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh,
but I know it's really dangerous.
What's the conversion rate on that?
Yeah,
butt shot.
Well, that was that guy. A bartender's license.
Who was it on Howard Stern who could taste beer with his anus? Like they poured.
You
shots
listen to more Stern than I do. Apparently,
they poured little shots of beer. Like, there were four beers.
Don't do this, by the way.
He knew all the beers. Like, he tasted them.
We don't have to tell people not to do this.
Yeah, we do.
Don't do it. I mean...
But he could name the beers when they were poured into his anus somehow. Like, he could get...
Like, the exact, or did he just know it's like a dark beer?
I don't know. I think he named the beers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was impressive.
This is
can't
an
even
ale,
do that with
really?
My mouth.
I
Bud Light?
I mean...
There must be some element of taste in the rest of your body. Like your taste buds.
There is no element of taste in my asshole. There is.
You can't taste yourself shitting.
Yeah, thank God.
Could this guy?
Well, you might be able to. You just know it's
taste.
That's
a good follow-up question. Could that guy taste his own shit when he was taking a dump?
But it's like if you're in a really stinky room, after a while you don't smell the room.
Now I'm going to think about that. Now I'm going to taste it the next time I'm taking a dump.
Gross.
Now that you got me thinking about it.
It's all connected, right?
Oh, God. How do you explain to a blind person what sight is? Like, how do you get...
Are you Gavin?
Where did this question come from?
What is happening?
No, like, how do you go about...
Yeah.
Because I think you could explain, like, taste to it. It's like if you
explain taste to a blind person.
Explain taste to somebody who doesn't have a sense of anything. You're just like you put your tongue on it. It's kind of like what you know you feel. But if someone is completely blind,
the light bounces off objects into your light sensor, and then you can picture that thing. Like blind people can picture stuff. Surely,
Hear something, they can kind of project an image.
A blind person's dream
and like feeling it.
If they felt something before, they can picture what that shape would feel like.
Mm-hmm.
How weird do you think humans look to a person who has been blind their whole life and then gets their vision back?
Well, if they never touched a human's face, probably pretty weird.
They gotta have an idea.
Even I mean, if they touched it, though.
Like, they've touched their own face.
You wouldn't understand, like, colors or anything like that until it came to be. I don't know. It's just, it would be so weird.
Did y'all smoke a bunch of weed before you came out? What the fuck is going on here?
Gavin
what conversation did I stumble into?
Gavin is just, you know.
These are important questions.
Yeah.
These are the questions that drive the podcast.
These are shower questions.
Shower questions.
Like you're just left alone with your mind in the shower. This is the stuff that people come up
with. There was a good shower thought recently. When we were at New Year's at Bernie's house, someone brought up the fact, I think they saw it on the subreddit for shower thoughts, that the first word everyone says of the year is always happy. Because you're saying Happy New Year the second the clock turns midnight. It's just funny.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, in English speaking.
English speaking. Or... whatever it is and whatever.
Not interesting?
You don't think that, like, tonight.
It's interesting that the happy is the most frequently started word?
Meh. I don't know. Doesn't do anything for me.
What about this? You have never seen your face.
I think about this.
You have only seen your face reflected off other objects or displayed.
When I was a kid, I was obsessed with trying to figure out what my face looked like from another perspective. It's like, because I would look in the mirror, and it's exactly what you're saying. It's like, I would look at myself in the mirror and think, that's not really what my face looks like, because everything
flipped.
Would
you try to do, like, the side angle?
Yeah, and I would always try to look at myself at the side, or, like, get another mirror, and
that's
it's like,
why
it's not right.
That's why it's funny when you got 3D printed, and you were like, oh!
Yeah, so that was the closest like I think I've been to actually seeing.
But I have seen light bounce off your face into my eye.
Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful.
And you can never
you can never
unsee that. That is forever etched
Gus
into your eyes. And your brain.
So, Gavin, you said you would explain by saying it's light reflects off an object and it's how you sense it. How do you explain light? The sun creates...
Like, I'd be like, what do you see right now? And they'd be like, nothing. And I'd be like, the opposite of that.
The opposite of nothing is light.
Is that not fair? It'd be interesting to hear from people who have never seen like what it's like.
Can they...
Anybody?
Can... Yeah, how do you describe light? So,
it's
I'm thinking, like, let's say you have your eyes closed and you're in a pitch dark room, right?
Yeah,
so you can't see anything. And, you know, you can, like, press on your eyes and then you can kind of see, like, weird colors and stuff.
When you, like, finger your eyes and you get, like,
right.
The electrical display
so
in your eyes.
So if you're blind, does that still happen? Or are the connections
I
just
think
totally
that
gone?
That would depend whether their optic nerve was attached.
Have you never done this, Barbara?
I'm just trying to see what you guys
don't
are
like
about.
Do it mental, but like if you, it's always on the other side. Like if you push this side of your eye, you'll
you
see it like up here.
Things, right?
Yeah,
because it's like everything you see is upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and your brain just flips it.
Yeah, because the way eyes work.
They did an experiment where they gave this
on the back.
Girl
really
like mirror goggles, and so everything she saw was actually upside down, and it was like completely disorienting. But after like a week, she was just like,
it's interesting that your brain can flip the image and there's no lag. Like, if I could switch my brain to unflip the image, so I was just seeing, like, raw light, would I be able to react faster?
Or maybe there is lag, and you've just compensated for it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like,
would I be, like, super reflex once I adjust the fact that everything's upside down?
Eyes are so
weird. It's like the motion blur, the effect of it.
Yeah.
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 Years ago, one time I woke up in the morning and, you know, I've worn glasses, I think, ever since I was like 9 or 10 years old. And so I'm used to like waking up and not being able to see anything because my eyesight's so bad. One morning I woke up, opened my eyes, and I was like, I can see everything clearly. Like, I have 20/20 vision. I can read the clock across the room. I can see everything crystal clear, and I don't have my glasses on. What the fuck is happening? And
did you have, like, a film of water over your
eyes? No, it was, everything was fine. Everything was great. And then, like, within 5 minutes, everything was really blurry, but, like, not the blurry I'm used to. I was like, that's weird. I put my glasses on, and it wasn't right. Then, like, 5 minutes later, I could see okay with my glasses, and I'm like, there's just something wrong with my eyes. I just had to go to the doctor. He's like, oh yeah, you've got shit on your eyes. It's fucking with your vision.
That's weird that you were able to see perfectly, though.
Perfectly focused light.
It was fine. It was right when I woke up.
Were you really excited?
I was so excited. I was so happy.
How old were you when you got glasses?
Like 9 or 10.
At what point did you realize that you needed glasses?
The second I put glasses on for the first time?
Yeah. Like, I had no idea I needed glasses. I just thought the world was really blurry after a certain point.
You have glasses?
Oh, I got LASIK.
Oh.
But I wore glasses like since I was like, yeah, like 9 or 10.
But I don't...
But like, we would go to basketball games and we'd sit at the top because, you know, nosebleed section is cheap. And you just couldn't see shit. And I'm just like, why do people pay to come to these things when you can't see anything? Everything's just a blur.
You know, the funny thing is I knew as soon as I put my glasses on when I was a kid that all of a sudden I could see everything clearly. I have no memory of things being blurry before that, though.
Really?
I never remember being a kid and be like, wow, everything's really blurry.
Usually it's like you're in a class in school, yeah, right? And they're like, can you see the...
Like, I was always a big fucking nerd, so I sat up front anyway. So was not a problem.
Did you ever have trouble riding the bus in public school?
I always sat next to a dude who pissed himself a lot.
That like was a voluntarily problem. Or was it a sign?
I don't know. He was like on a podcast or something and fucking couldn't hold his pee. I have memories of this kid peeing
as
all
a kid?
The time.
He would piss on the bus?
Yeah.
What?
I was in kindergarten when I... That's the only time I ever took the bus, and I sat...
Was that kid who peed himself actually you?
Yes. No, no.
I knew it.
I shit myself once in kindergarten.
Explain.
So, when I was in kindergarten, we had bathrooms in the classroom. Like, you didn't have to leave the classroom. It's like, there's the door where you walk into the classroom, and immediately to the right, there was, like, a boys' and a girls' bathroom, two different doors, and then, like, the classroom was over here to the left. So if you needed to go to the bathroom, you didn't have to go out into the hall. It was just right there by the door. So I needed to go to the bathroom. I really needed to take a dump. Why am I talking about my dump so much this podcast? I really need to take a dump. So I went up to the bathroom, and there was someone in there. I was like, oh, God, I really got to go. And there was like a little seat, like a little waiting room right in front of it, right? Like a little seat and like a copy of Highlights or some shit. So I sat down for a little bit, and I was like, really got to go. And I remember getting up and like walking in a circle in front of the door. I was like, I really got to take a dump. And I was just waiting and waiting. And eventually couldn't wait anymore. So I fucking shit my pants.
See, that's funny though, because that wasn't like a sudden poo. That was, I've run out of time. I'm now going to poo my pants. Yeah. That was a decision you had to make there.
No, it was, I shit the shit out of my pants.
Were you able to hide it?
And no. Well, I mean, I told the teacher, like, listen, I shit my pants over here. So she sent me to the principal's office so they could call my mom to come pick me up.
You were in trouble? Oh, I guess they didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I go to the office, and I must have stank because they wouldn't let me stay in the office. They, like, got a chair and put it out in the hallway and told me to wait in the hallway for my mother.
Oh, so you sat in it?
Yeah, so I was sitting in it, and I'm, like, sitting there. I'm all dejected because I just shit my pants. And I remember this older kid just walking down the hall, and I don't know how old he was because I'm like in kindergarten, I'm a stupid kindergartner, and he gets in front of me and he goes, and he turns and looks at me and he goes, did you? And I go, yeah. He's oh, and he just kept walking down the hallway.
So you were just sitting there with like smushed poo in your
pants. I was sitting there with like fucking compressed shit in my pants.
Why are you getting sick? You shat your pants too.
I had an issue in...
and to this day, I'm still
it's a smushed shit bit.
To this day, I'm still really paranoid about like needing to go to the bathroom and not being able to go. Like,
so like that pre-podcast dump you had to take was one of a very traumatic
yes,
moments of your life?
Very traumatic.
When I was in junior high, I could not make it all the way to the bathroom. And when I finally got in there, I was like, oh man, I can't. I mean, I would be eaten alive. That would be like the story for the next like 10 years. So I cleaned up, and then I had my underwear, and I couldn't do anything. So I rolled it in a ball and like threw it in the corner, and then immediately ran out. And as soon as I was running out, there was a custodian that went inside. And then, like, later that day, I passed by the same custodian, and they gave me, like, the most evil eye in the world.
Because they had to clean up your underwear.
They don't know it was yours.
Rabbit. I was the only one in there.
You could have been in there when you got in there.
Oh, man, I must have totally gave it away with my face. She totally knew.
You got to think. You got to be diabolical.
Yeah, I know. Next time.
Did I ever tell you the story of the kid that shat in the corner of our classroom?
Was it you?
No. I think it was the third or fourth grade. There was a kid that was causing a ruckus and being like just a little asshole in class. And he kept asking to leave and the teacher wouldn't let him. I forget why. She was just being a bitch as well. And he was making such a fuss about it that she put him in the corner and he ended up just shitting in the corner. Like he pulled down his pants and took a shit in the corner of the classroom. Not in his pants. Not anywhere that he could just go get cleaned up, but in the corner of the classroom.
That's how you do it, though. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to shit, you should make it look like, you know, making a statement.
I wish I had the foresight in kindergarten to take my pants off and just have taken the dump there.
But then you risk someone seeing poo coming out of your anus.
Which is the grossest
thing. Which, that's the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
true,
it's,
but then I wouldn't have had smushed shit in my pants.
Then they would ask you what it tastes like.
Yeah, but it's below you. How are they going to see it?
It's true. Just get low.
You're like on a balcony.
Well, the anus comes out a little, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it's like where you orient yourself. When, at our old office downtown, I remember walking through the parking lot that was literally next to the building, and there was just homeless woman just like squatting down, and I was just like watching this shit fall. And I was like, we need to move.
You know when you talk about something so much that you can start to smell it? What's happening right now?
Does someone need to go to the bathroom?
No.
Should we call it down this podcast? Just end it. We keep coming back to feces.
No, we got awards to go.
Yeah, we do have to do our awards.
Let's do that.
Speaking of shit, let's talk about our awards.
Let's talk the podcast awards.
Let me read one of these sponsor messages first. Want to remind everyone, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Audible. Thanks to Audible.com for supporting the Rooster Teeth podcast. Audible.com is a leading provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. Audiobooks are great to listen to when you're driving, stuck in traffic, if you're on the subway or the bus, doing chores around the house, at the gym, doing errands, whatever. For our audience members, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook you may consider is Gone Girl by Gillian Flynn. To download this audiobook for free or another of your choice, go to audible.com/roosterteeth. That's audible.com/roosterteeth. Thought Gone Girl was a good selection for our book tonight, considering it was one of my favorite
Excellent
movies of the year.
Excellent choice.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
And Audible's actually got a great listen guarantee. If you choose a book and decide you don't like it, don't worry about it. You can exchange it for another title anytime, no questions asked. It's a great service. May as well try it out. And read a book. Learn something, you idiot.
Someone had a really good idea with audiobooks. It's like, you know, a lot of people trying to get in shape now that it's the new year, and mm-hmm. everyone makes goals of like losing weight or whatever. They had a strategy of only listening to a book on audio while you're working out. So it kind of motivates you to keep going because you want to hear the rest of the book and stuff like that.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely do that.
So Audible would be great for that.
Mm-hmm. That is a convenient way to listen to audiobooks.
It is.
Like Gone Girl by Gillian Flynn. I actually bought that audiobook. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I'm really excited to listen to it after, based on how much I like that movie.
I need to start doing it because of my commute to and from work every day.
Yeah, you absolutely should.
I don't know
why I
don't.
Around here and then drive down there.
The opposite,
Are you glad you saw the movie first?
I did all of, that's how I listen to all of Game of Thrones that mm-hmm. way, in the car.
What do you do on the way to work?
I just listen to the radio or to music.
It's a waste.
Yeah.
Waste of time.
It is a waste of time. I could be, you know, learning something.
I fucking hate radio.
The only radio I like is the Bob and Dudley show, which is like from 6 to 9 or something like that. That's it.
I just hate local radio commercials.
Yeah.
They're all so shitty.
Yeah. They cost like nothing to make and they're all the same.
I tweeted about that this morning. The fucking Bob and Dudley show, they have like commercial breaks every now and then. They play the same three commercials 8 times in a row, back to back to back. I was like, what is going on?
What was it an advertisement for?
There was two commercials were for the same thing. It was for something about how to save your money.
So it didn't work.
Feedthepig.com.
Okay, see?
Oh, you fucking said it.
Don't fucking go to that site, because fuck those guys. And also putting like the emergency warning on your phone. I forget what the actual thing was because it made that beeping noise.
There was a commercial for putting the warning on your phone.
Yeah.
It's like, I just figured out how to turn it off.
Yeah, it's on by default. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I turned it off.
Especially in a movie theater, like half the theater goes off and it's like a missing kid. And it's like, oh, kids.
Who fucking cares? We're watching a movie.
Yeah.
Is it horrible? Usually it's like flash flood.
Oh, no, those.
I'm in an apartment building. What am I going to do?
Get to higher ground.
Yeah.
It would be depressing if you actually stole a kid to like get that alert and it's like your car and you're like, oh shit. But maybe that's like,
it must be depressing if you stole a kid.
Yeah, I stole this kid and then the thing went off and I really got bummed out.
I'm so sad.
Or do you think that's bad? Because it gives him a heads up. Like he knows they're onto him.
I don't know. He probably knows they're onto him already.
The second you steal a kid.
Like, they don't know like the type of car he has. It's like, oh shit, they know I'm in like, you know,
parents are gonna be
like Mazda. I better get out.
You only made like 5 of those.
I see a lot of signs for missing elderly.
Yeah.
On the highway.
Do they just wander off?
Yeah.
Are people stealing old people?
There's a movie about that.
Can't really
last
make a
year,
hasty
right?
Getaway.
Gus really liked it. Nebraska?
Oh, yeah.
See, last year I thought was a great year for movies. Like,
Nebraska was really good.
Quality-wise. This year, I didn't really...
Well, here, let's get into it.
I thought this year was amazing for movies.
Really? Well,
let's talk about
it. Let's start with TV show.
Okay.
Cool.
So, we talked about a lot of TV shows last week. I'm going to throw them all out, and then we'll eliminate some here. We said, if there's any in this list that you think I should eliminate, please tell me, and we'll eliminate it. As soon as Gavin's ready.
Go for it.
Bob's Burgers.
Oh.
Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Scrap it. Yeah.
Right. Wow. Ballsy. Ooh, some groans from the
I don't think it's going to win. I'm sorry.
I really like Last Week Tonight. It was one of my favorites, but it's scrapped.
you wouldn't have voted for it.
Fuck you.
All right, leave it.
No, I'm cutting it.
Bobber's going back on it.
Ascension. I haven't seen Ascension.
That was Bernie's
That was Bernie's pick, and then he fucking abandoned us. I'm cutting it. Walking Dead. I don't like The Walking Dead.
I don't watch it.
I'm caught up.
True Detective. Orange is the New Black. Mad Men.
Cut it.
Scrap it, yeah.
Louie. Fargo. House of Cards. Game of Thrones. Modern Family. I'm cutting Modern Family.
Yeah, scrap it.
No, iPad, I do not mean Game of Thrones.
That's a throng.
Thrones is a word. Why is it fucking trying to correct me?
Well, throngs is a word, too.
Yeah, but... I've already typed a word. Why is it trying to replace a known good word?
What's a throng?
Like a mass
You're
of people.
You're in the throngs of passion also. Yeah.
That's the throes, isn't it?
Mm.
Read wait, a book, so, you idiot.
Wait, what?
She's going to spit it. She's going to spit it. Don't do it. Don't.
What are you doing?
She's going to spit her Red Bull.
Get it out, we're in. Make your mind up.
Pretend there's a penis in front of you and spit on it.
Cough on the nose.
Oh.
Holy crap.
I really thought I was going to spit all over the couch.
That is not easy
Fuck
to get
Fuck you
off.
Guys. I hate all right.
them. There's 7 left here. I'll repeat them, and then everyone
we
can pick their favorite, and
them.
We'll argue. Bob's Burgers, True Detective, Orange is the New Black, Louie.
Scrap it.
No way! Hey!
That was a strong reaction, so I'm going to keep it for now.
How am I going to vote for something that you've scrapped? Yeah.
Fargo, House of Cards, Game of Thrones. I'll just go out and say, I think True Detective was my favorite show on this list.
In case you couldn't tell from my loud anger, Louis. I think Louis's amazing. Like, everything that he explores and, like, this amazingly awkward that show is, I think is spectacular.
What's your favorite show of those, Barbara?
Favorite show? Game of Thrones.
All right, so I guess you assholes win with Louie then.
Wait, what's was that your crap about there being like IMAX Game of Thrones content coming out?
They're going to show the last 2 episodes of season 4 and then a full-length trailer for season 5.
But it's shot in IMAX?
I don't know. They're going to show it at IMAX theaters. That's all I know.
So it might not be like...
So it might be that they have some season 5 content that they've shot in IMAX. That's why they're doing this.
That's some heavy budget there.
Yeah.
Are they shooting on film?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, you can shoot digital IMAX.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think they shoot digital.
Well, why does it matter?
Well, that's what he thought saying. It's not expensive to shoot digital and IMAX.
Have you seen an IMAX camera? They're bloody massive.
Why are we talking
They're
so
huge.
Quiet?
Not a digital one. I've seen a regular one.
Why are we talking so quiet?
All right, so Louis, you guys win.
Wait, you voted for Louis?
No.
I did.
Okay. What would you have voted for?
I voted for True Detective.
Oh. I missed that.
I went first. It's right before you started choking on your on your Red Bull. All right, Louis. So
scrap it.
Done. Best movie. I might have voted for Last Week Tonight too. I don't know. Best movie. Boyhood. Birdman.
Scrap it.
Did you see
Barbara
it?
Is vicious.
Did you see Birdman?
I'm just trying to narrow it down to movies that.
Did you see Birdman?
Did you see Birdman?
I didn't scrap Birdman. Did you see Birdman?
Well, someone has to do it.
Interstellar. No, I didn't see Imitation Game. Inherent Vice. Selma. Nightcrawler. Foxcatcher. American Sniper. The Lego Movie. Gone Girl. Big Hero 6. Edge of Tomorrow. Guardians of the Galaxy. Y'all only scrapped.
I was waiting for someone else to scrap something because apparently I shouldn't be doing it.
I was about to make fun of you.
That was the whole point.
Okay, then let's do it again. I was making fun of you because you were doing giant pauses. I was like, what are you waiting
for? Get rid of
I've forgotten
Selma.
We were scrapping him.
Not Selma.
Let me start over. Boyhood. Interstellar. Imitation Game. Inherent Vice. Selma. I'm gonna kill you guys. Fucking kill you guys.
Before you started reading it again, Gavin's like, no, scrap.
I was like, scrap nothing.
Okay, I fucking
hate
you
guys. We'll do it this time.
All right.
Fuck you, you do it.
I'm not doing
it. I can't do it now. You right. Fucking asshole.
Scrap Selma.
Why?
Because I don't think it's.
Have you seen it?
No.
Nightcrawler.
Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Foxcatcher.
Scrap it.
American Sniper.
Not saying he wasn't a good guy.
The Lego Movie.
Scrap it.
No.
Best out of all of those movies?
Lego Movie, I think, was my favorite movie of the year.
All right.
All right. Gone Girl.
Oh, Gone Girl was pretty
good. Big Hero 6.
Scrap it.
Oh.
You can't keep Gone or Lego Movie and Big Hero 6.
Why not? Why not both?
Edge of Tomorrow. Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay.
Cool.
What was, since I started last time, you start this time, what was your favorite movie out of that list?
I don't know. As you read it, I keep changing my mind. I guess Gone Girl, but I don't think it was a great year for movies. Mm. I've seen almost all of them, and I don't think
it's... Did Hobbit come out last year?
Yeah, there's been this year, last year, and the year before.
Yeah. But I guess it wasn't good enough to make the list.
Okay.
Nah, fuck that.
I have some things to say about that movie.
What was your favorite movie?
Edge of Tomorrow. From that list, but I didn't really see many of them.
I don't know if we're going to be agreed on this because it's between Lego Movie and Gone Girl for me, I think.
Oh, I was thinking of changing my vote to Edge of Tomorrow, but if you go with Gone Girl,
I think it's got to give it to Gone Girl then.
I'll say Gone Girl, yeah.
I was going to say Gone Girl the whole time.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
So Gone Girl, which is available as an audiobook from audible.com.
You should see it, Gavin.
I want to see it. Oh.
It comes out. It actually comes out on Blu-ray tomorrow. So if you're listening to the audio, it comes out today.
I think you could get it on iTunes, though.
Yeah, video on demand. You can already get it, like iTunes, Xbox Video, and everything.
I always forget about iTunes. It's on demand.
Whenever
there's
a movie I really like, though, I always wait and get the Blu-ray. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, love a good Blu-ray.
I just rent everything on Apple TV. That's how I watch movies now.
God, I'd love to do the Blu-ray thing because I think the quality is so amazing, but I'm just so lazy.
Yeah, me too.
Like, when I'm watching Comedy Central and, like, Back to the Future comes on, I have the Back to the Future DVD. I can just watch it, better quality without commercials. I'm just like, I don't want to get up.
It's true.
It's unbelievably lazy.
Do you ever do Redbox?
No, I have to go someplace and push some buttons.
You could just get Favor to get you one.
If only there was a service that would mail you a DVD and then you could mail it back.
Yeah, but when you want to watch a movie.
I had a movie for like a year. I never got around to mailing it
What
back.
Was it?
I can't remember. I could have sworn
it was...
You
don't even remember?
I could have sworn it was Hotel Rwanda, but that was Jason's
that was
movie,
Jason.
So I was like, maybe I'm just like...
So how much did that movie cost you? Like $120?
Oh, yeah, it was
no,
super
I think
expensive.
Once you get to the actual retail value of it, they stop charging you. You own it. No. I think once you hit $25 or $30...
No, we're talking about Netflix.
Oh,
you're talking about Redbox?
I'm thinking about Redbox.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a base subscription.
I realized I spent $310 on a gamertag.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
Well, before my Xbox account migrated from a UK account to a US one, I made a separate US one so I could play games here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just called it Gav in the USA, like Ali G in the USA, making fun of it. And there was an offer at the time for like, you get 1 month for $1. So I was like, easy, do that. Forgot about it. They then auto renews to $10 a month. And I forgot about it for 3 years. And I realized I spent like $300 on this thing.
Did it not charge, like, do you not see a charge for it every month?
Would you see a $10 charge?
Does he look like someone who looks at their credit card statement?
Well, I know I do, but would you notice a $10 charge on your thing and be like,
Yeah, I guess, especially if it's from Xbox, I would just assume it's like some DLC.
I would. I just didn't see it. It was $10. I didn't really look at $10 charges. Oh. I do now.
Those are the most dangerous kinds.
But I was on the phone to Microsoft. I was like, what is this? And they were like, oh, you have another account. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, well, I haven't used it since like June of 2012. So could you just refund the months I didn't use it? Like, it was a long shot. And they were like, one, we don't have a way to see whether you used it or not. I call bullshit on that. They absolutely can. And two, they were just like, no, we don't do that.
it's funny you say you didn't look at $10 charges. One time I...
It was also my credit card. I typically look at my my current account, mm-hmm. but obviously that's my whole month's worth of credit card charges going out, so I didn't see it.
I have a mileage credit card that I use. I try to run all my charges through it. So it's like whenever I buy something, I always try to use the same credit card. And while we were down at the old office one day, I was stopping by Summer Moon Coffee to get coffee in the morning. And
so
it's
good.
Like $4 or whatever. So I give them my credit card and swipe it. They're like, your card's declined. I was like, that's weird. So I gave them like my debit card or something and paid for it. And I called the bank. I called the credit card issuer. And I said, you know, I just tried to use my credit card and it was declined. And they said, oh, yeah. At 4:30 this morning, did you buy something on Yahoo for $1? And I was like, no. They said, okay, yeah, that was a suspicious charge, we thought, so we locked your card. Yeah. We've canceled it now.
Usually
we'll send you a new one.
They do a dollar charge to test the card to see if it actually works, whoever is stealing your credit card information.
And why wouldn't they just go all out on the first purchase?
Because I think they want to test it first and not just try to buy something and get declined.
Or maybe they test it to make sure it works, and then they sell the credit card to someone else, like the credit card data.
My bank caught like somebody using my card. I didn't know about it because they kept trying to use it, but I literally had no money in the account. Like, I owed money to the bank, and they were like, we figured that you wouldn't be trying to charge this since you, like, are completely
so
broke.
Yeah.
One time I went to put gas in my car, and I pulled up to the gas pump, got out, swiped my card. It's like, select your fuel grade, right? Or, like, put regular and leaded. Put the nozzle in my car and squeeze, and nothing. No gas comes out, nothing. Just zero.
Did it even go like...
No, nothing.
Not even a sound.
I was like, fuck. Yeah, not even the gross sound that that no gas pump ever makes. So
like, just a movie.
Zero. Like, fuck. And I'm like really put off by it. So I'm like, I guess this gas pump doesn't work. Like, you know, hit the lever, put the thing back in, drive around to the other side, go to the other one, put my card in, declined. I'm like, what the fuck? So I called the bank and I'm like, what happened? Like, I just tried to put gas in, the pump didn't work, everything was fine. Came to the other pump and now my card's declined. Like, oh yeah, we see that sometimes. People will do that to test to see if a card works. They'll go to a gas station, swipe it at the external pump, just to make sure it works, and then they know that they have a working
so
card.
So inconvenient. Just the world has become so inconvenient that there's so many preventative measures because other people are assholes.
Yeah.
That our lives are just like mildly inconvenienced. But still, it's annoying.
No,
it's annoying. Because I needed gas. I couldn't go on with my day. And I'm like, well, fuck. Now I'm going to be on hold for 10 minutes. Someone's going to answer the phone. And it's like, if the pump had just had a sign that said out of order, or if it had just worked like it fucking should have, this would not have been a problem.
I don't think there's any worse feeling than being at a checkout somewhere, like at a grocery store, and realizing either your card doesn't work or you don't have your card with you. And then you're just like,
super embarrassing.
This is really bad. Sorry.
What do they do?
Can I bag stuff for you for like an hour?
Well, I worked in a supermarket and I never was told what to do in that situation.
I assume you just put everything to the side and either wait for them to come back or they'll just leave and you'll get it restocked up. I assume.
Yeah, you just leave it there and walk away.
Yeah, because
it's even more awkward now with the bag ban in Austin. It's like, what if all this shit's already in your bags? You're like, oh, I need those bags. Can you take out and give me the bags? Take it and put it back.
You should go do that with just like a bunch of condoms and lube.
It's pretty cool that people will just bag up your credit.
Sorry.
Do they not do that in the UK?
I never do that. Just bag it yourself.
It's really rare that I feel like that happens anymore. It used to be, I felt like every lane had someone to bag, and now what I do
is like one bagger for like four of them.
What I do is I try to be kind of tricky about it. Whenever I go like grocery shopping with my wife, I'll let her like kind of go out and make it look like she's by herself, and then someone will come help her start bagging, and then I go in.
Why?
Like that way she can, that way someone can come and help with the bagging process, and they'll do it. It works every time. And then I show up like, oh, okay.
One thing I've noticed here is that if you buy a snack, they don't bag it; they hand it to you. Like I bought M&M's because I wanted them later, and they were like, here's your M&M's. I was like, I'm not eating them in the store. What, you, like, what do you want from me?
Did you buy other stuff too or just M&M's?
No, I bought other stuff.
Well, it's in the impulse aisle. They probably figure you want it right then.
I don't.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's a strange assumption.
They always ask me. Like if I get gum or something or a bottle of water, they'll be like, do you want this or do you want me to bag it for you? And I'm like,
yeah. See, the effort just to pull it out of your own bag is less than having to deal with that interaction.
Yeah, but you don't know what bag it is. Do you have multiple bags?
All right. Yeah. Just like, look at where they put it.
All right. Best internet video. Let's get through this shit.
Did we vote on the movie? Oh, we did.
We did. Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
That was it.
Congratulations.
I'm sure David Fincher is watching, eager to hear the results. Man, fucking Boyhood cleaned up at the Golden Globes last night.
Props. They get a shout out to Austin, too, in the acceptance speech. This whole facility wouldn't be here without Richard Linklater.
Mm-hmm.
Was it filmed in Austin?
Yeah. In Austin and then outside on the outskirts
Where
of Austin.
Where would you be without him, Brandon?
Bagging groceries.
Yeah, bagging groceries.
What are you going to do after this?
After this podcast or like
after this job? Yeah.
Fran's going to work here forever. Don't you know that?
I'm going to die in a corner somewhere.
that's the dream.
What other skills do you have?
Not many.
You're so mean.
What? I'm genuinely asking.
Okay. I thought you were being an asshole.
We know Gavin's other skills. He's fucking worked at a grocery store. That's what he's going to do. He's going to go stock produce.
No, Gavin's probably the only one that could actually get a good job outside of here, doing your camera work.
Well, I mean, everyone can go back to their old job, I guess. Yeah, you could do that, couldn't you?
My old job was nothing.
Yeah, but you have a degree.
Didn't you work at Burger King?
Yeah, I worked at a Burger King in a movie theater, and then I worked for Alumni Association for my college.
Does that mean you just call alumni and harass them?
No, I would help coordinate
events. No, it's a Burger King at the Alumni Center.
And now you do that. That's what it is.
I didn't hear what you said.
That was really good.
You have to tell me when it...
I'm impressed. That was really funny.
I missed it.
I missed it too because he was asking me a question.
That was really funny. You listen to the audio now.
Okay, cool.
I feel sad that you have to tell me if I make a good joke. That makes me...
But don't you feel like good now that Gus approves?
No, now I just feel inferior all the other times I say things.
That's like winning an Oscar and being like, wow, the previous 27 years were crap. I didn't do anything.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Best internet video. Tiny hamster eating tiny burritos, which is fucking great. What is a photocopier?
Amazing.
Bird says, fuck you. I'll scratch that.
Okay.
I nominate that one. That's a funny video, but I'll kill it. It makes me laugh still. cut the when I tweeted that. I think I tweeted dark wings, dark words, which I thought was the best thing to say.
You
with
sent
that.
Me a great video today. The horse gets gas.
this horse that had like a gastrointestinal problem and he couldn't fart normally.
He had to lie down and roll.
Put it on.
I can't find it right now. If you can find it, put it on. But
what's
it's just.
The name
I don't remember. Horse gets gas or
horse
something.
Gets gas,
yeah, he can't fart normally,
gas.
So whenever he has to fart, he has to roll on his back. He's like rolling on the dirt, just farting.
But it sounds fake.
It's so funny.
I still can't believe that's what a horse fart sounds like.
Is it called funny horse fart?
No.
Is that the name of
it's
it?
It's only like 45 seconds long or 50 seconds long.
I know that for
funny
sure.
Funny gas horse?
God, there's a lot
of
horse farts.
I'm
going to
keep going through this while we... Okay. And then please eliminate stuff. Fucking asshole.
Okay. Yeah.
I got you.
Tiny hamster eating tiny burritos. What is a photocopier? Wisdom teeth ice bucket challenge.
Nah. Get rid of that.
Hate
that.
Like
that one. You hate it. Girl gets wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah, you can scrap that.
No.
That's a good one, but I'll scrap it.
No, don't scrap it.
You gonna fight for it? You want
yeah,
it
I'm gonna fight for it.
All right.
Okay, fight for it.
Mutant giant spider dog.
Oh, yes.
Reporter quits live on air.
Scrap
I'll,
it.
I'll scrap that one.
Yeah. That was crap.
Glow stick blows up in kid's face.
That one is amazing.
The ding-a-ling line is what makes that.
You
little ding-a-ling.
You're in your wonderful shirt.
First kiss. I'll scrap that. I didn't think that was that great.
Yeah.
It was cute.
First taste of chocolate in Ivory Coast. I had not seen.
Is this it?
I think this is it. It looks like it's buffering, though. First Taste of Chocolate in Ivory Coast. I hadn't seen that one until Bernie Sanders. That was a fucking
it was cool.
great one.
Yeah.
There it goes.
Do we have
sound?
I don't know if we have sound.
Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why the internet was invented.
Oh! Oh.
All right, that's enough. That's
is
enough.
That we're real? Is that sound game. Real?
Yeah, it just keeps going.
I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Roll on the floor like that.
First Taste of Chocolate, First Taste of Chocolate in Ivory Coast. Patrick Speaks, which is another fucking great video.
Which one was that again?
That's the one where
the deaf kid.
They teach him sign language.
I feel like we got to go for funny with this award, though.
Well, the problem with those in particular, like First Taste of Chocolate and Patrick Speaks, is I think they were actually developed for television programs.
Right.
So I don't know that they would necessarily qualify. Wimpy Goat.
Also good.
Cargo. Humans Need Not Apply. How the Sun Sees You. I Told My Kids I Ate Their Halloween Candy.
You can scrap that.
Yeah, I'd scrap that one.
I nominated that one.
The next one's the Lincoln ad parody with Jim Carrey. And the Colburn Idiots Abroad Day One.
I love that video.
A fucking great video.
I love that video.
Do you want to pick your favorite out of that list?
God. Top internet. Can you read the list one more time?
I'll read the list
again. Of what we actually settled on, because we scrapped some.
Tiny Hamster Eating Tiny Burritos. What is a Photocopier? Girl Gets Wisdom Teeth Removed. Mutant Giant Spider Dog. Glow Stick Blows Up in Kid's Face, First Taste of Chocolate in Ivory Coast, Patrick Speaks, Wimpy Goat, Cargo, Humans Need Not Apply, How the Sun Sees You, Lincoln Ad Parody, and Colburn Idiots Abroad.
The photocopier one, I think, is probably definitely video of the year, because that is really clever and really funny.
It's a fucking awesome
video.
I'm
going to vote for the photocopier one.
When I watched it, I didn't know that it was actually based on like a transcript. And I was
the opening slate that says this is based on a deposition.
Chris started watching it.
Okay.
And then I went to the computer and I was like, this is kind of dumb. And then like it completely recontextualizes the whole thing.
It's really well made too.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the New York Times made it or why I haven't heard of more of the videos like this that they make. It's so fucking good. What about you, Gavin? What's your favorite?
I really liked the glow stick exploding, but I'm going to have to go also with the photocopier.
The photocopier?
Yeah.
All
right. I really loved the girl getting wisdom teeth out and her mom like standing in front of her and talking about wanting white dick. But I guess I'll take the photocopier.
I love the photocopier video, but I got to go with Tiny Hamster Eating Tiny.
I knew you'd have that one.
That changed my life.
It's little cheeks is what made it.
No, what makes it is this guy, the chef who's like concerned. He's like watching with his hands up around his face. Looking with great concern.
You saw the Tiny Hamster Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
I think it'd be really delicious to swallow that like a pill.
I would want to chew it. I wouldn't want
all
would
the you
flavors.
Taste it at all if you just swallowed that? That's the best part right there. I also like that he doesn't like put the hamster at the table. Like the hamster wanders up there on its own.
It's
like
my hamster.
What if I change my vote?
Look at his cheeks getting all puffed up. Look.
Can you imagine just taking a whole burrito and just shoving it? Like if you go to Freebirds and just get the burrito and just shove the whole thing in your mouth at once.
All right, I changed my vote.
Oh,
hamster.
What do we do now? It's a tie.
Look at
co-winners.
Cheeks.
Two winners. Okay.
Yeah. Tie. Video of the year. Tiny hamster and tiny burritos. And what is a photocopier?
I think my favorite thing you do is when you find something cute and you go, oh, look at it. Look at his little cheeks.
I do that with my cat a lot. I'm like,
I will say that the sunscreen thing, though, I think is the best PSA I've ever seen in my life.
It made me want to wear sunscreen all the time.
I don't think I saw that one.
They take a camera that films an ultraviolet light and they show people their face.
Yeah. And then they put sunscreen on and it's like pure black.
Well, the fucked up part was like all of the blemishes that you can see on people's faces that you can't see normally.
Yeah.
It's like all the damage that's under the
outer layer. What would your face look like?
I would look like a 95-year-old man. Yeah. Like just all like, meh.
But you never got in the sun though. I figured like you'd look perfect.
I grew up on the border, though, dude. I fucking grew up baked in the sun.
Yeah, but did you spend time outside?
Yes, I was forced outside. Okay. There was no internet when I was a kid. What was I going to do?
He used to have sun staring contests.
Oh, yeah.
I was good at that. I won a lot.
I don't remember my childhood being blurry until I started staring at the sun.
In my defense, that was like 3 years later that I had to start wearing glasses.
Do you miss the sun? I miss the heat.
I miss summer so much. Everyone complains about the heat here. I miss the heat so much.
It.
I'd much rather have it be 45 degrees than...
Or 100 and something is what we're...
There's still... Yeah.
I'm translating for the Americans.
The thing that drives me crazy is that daylight savings time is awesome. Like in the summer, like when we leave work, it's just like pitch black outside and I get super depressed.
I like when it's warm and sunny when I leave work.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
I like leaving work and knowing that we can still go for swims.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was
can nice. I come on it? Can I come on the swim?
Yeah, you can come swims.
We have that swimming pool right across the street from the office.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, that thing looks amazing.
It's
there's
full
like
of
water slides and there are people who take buses from like San Antonio to go
I'll
to the
when I see those buses.
It's fucking Pflugerville.
It's like, Pflugerville, get the fuck out of here. Go back to Pflugerville.
Every
What's
time
wrong
we
with
go
Pflugerville?
To lunch?
It's like, why don't they, like, they're school buses. They're bringing kids down to use this pool. What's wrong with the pools in Pflugerville?
What if they have a pool?
If you want to use the Austin pools, come live in Austin, right?
My town didn't have a pool.
Well, fuck your town then.
To be fair, Pflugerville is really close to us.
You didn't go to another town and swim in their pool, did you?
I did. Oh. Yeah. I went to Bista.
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 Yeah. Yeah. It's a town.
How come you didn't get a pool at your house?
Expensive.
I feel like that would have been a criteria for you.
I don't know. I like going to other people's pools.
Okay.
Then
you don't have to maintain it.
I don't really want to be in a pool on my own.
Yeah, that's kind of boring.
I would. That's the only way I want to be in a pool.
I would just get drunk and drown.
And then you'd be okay with it.
Yeah. What about a hot tub?
Hot tub
is nice, yeah. Especially you can go out in a hot tub in like
it's just
30-degree weather.
I have such big trees in my backyard, and they just shed crap all year round.
Just put that cover over your pool.
If it's a hot tub, though, it's only like that much water you need to maintain.
It's true.
Just like...
How much maintenance is in a hot tub?
None. You just throw chemicals in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Don't ever clean it.
I live in an apartment, but I want to get a hot tub. Just like on my balcony. It'd be perfect.
They're a little heavy.
They're very heavy.
Yeah.
Nah.
I guess I'll
use the bath.
Are you going to move closer to the office?
No. Not yet. I'm too lazy to find an apartment. And I like my place.
Moving sucks.
It does.
Moving's worse.
And the commute's
you
really
did it.
Not
you didn't
that
even
bad.
Have to.
Yeah. It still sucks.
Yeah.
It's just your fault.
Man, it's like you got to deal with like everything is up in boxes. Like, where's my whatever? Oh, right.
I actually just finished unpacking this weekend. I unpacked my final box.
How long did that fucking take you?
Are you going to have a housewarming party yet?
Eh.
You should.
Can I come?
Branch is on the side.
Just be around someone else when they get invited.
I know.
Yeah. No, yeah, everyone's invited. Everyone who replies to my text is invited.
Joke's on you, I wouldn't go anyway. I don't know why you think it's a punishment.
But you listen
would you really not show up for like 20 minutes?
I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Gus, I was so paranoid that when you moved into your house, you had a house party, but you like did not invite me specifically.
You think Gus would have a house party? Think about this.
You had a house party before.
At the old place I was renting. You're one of the few people who actually went to my last house.
Yeah, I've been there more than a few times.
All of us have been there.
Yeah. But I never had...
Of all the people you don't like, you mean?
Yeah, of course. I never had a housewarming party, never had a ton of people show up there.
What about the Fulcrum night? That was housewarming, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was at the other place.
Right.
Wait, what?
The Fulcrum? That was when I was still renting, before you lived here.
Oh.
That was the house where I cut my damn hand open on your dryer.
It was a washer.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that when Bernie was wearing a boa and someone was riding him?
Yes,
you were
Gavin
riding
was riding
I was
him.
Riding him. I was wearing a leather jacket and a boa.
Oh, you were wearing the boa. Okay, that makes sense.
Don't know why.
Where do you get boas?
I don't know.
I don't even know where that boa came
Apparently
from. It's not like
house.
I had a boa in my house.
Do you still have it?
No. Someone showed up with a boa, and you ended up wearing it on top of Bernie.
You show up and like, it's time to party.
It's like, I got my boa. No idea where the fuck that came from. And at the time, you don't question it, you know?
Yeah, like, oh, right, you know what you're getting. If a guy walks into your house at a party with a boa, you're like, all right, well this
like
is going to be a thing.
A rap party.
Hide my alcohol from him.
Or a Christmas party. I was walking up to people and they were like, nice hat. And I was like, what? And I realized I was wearing a tiny little top hat.
Oh, from the photo booth? Head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know when I got that. But
at
that
the photo booth.
And I didn't go there until like way after.
Oh, maybe someone put it on you.
Yeah.
Maybe Ray put it on you when you walked away from me when I was in your face.
That's why you didn't come to footy.
Are there any more podcast awards?
No, that's it.
Oh, sweet.
We'll do video game stuff on the patch on a Wednesday.
Oh.
Turn your phone off.
It's not me.
That wasn't me.
That was me.
Here, I'm going to read this other thing. I want to remind everyone, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7, which has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Google Apps, new templates, 24/7 support, responsive design so your site looks great on any device, and every website comes with a free online store. Start a trial with no credit card required. Start building your website today. When you decide to sign up at squarespace.com/roosterteeth, make sure to use the offer code roosterteeth to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for the Rooster Teeth podcast. Thanks to Squarespace for their support. Squarespace, start here, go anywhere. I can't believe we were talking about how great it is to live in the future earlier, and people, you can just like order shit on your phone. It's the same thing with like a service that pretty much makes a website for you that looks awesome. Like,
yeah,
when I was thinking the other day about when I first used the internet, and the first time I really used the web was like in 94, and I was like, I'm going to learn this. I'm going to be the guy who knows everything about this. And like, I learned how to make a web page and like write the HTML and do all that. And then you realize this is a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So it's like for 4 or 5 years, like I knew how to make websites and I would do it. And it was just like, this is so fucking tedious.
Yeah. I made complete shit websites.
Yeah.
They worked, but they were so ugly.
Yeah. Now it's just
it's amazing. Like how much easier. It's just like bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah. This is like a free store. Oh, you want a store? Cool. There. You got it.
Done.
I appreciate websites that don't change though. Like, do you have a website go to?
PayPal?
Is PayPal the same?
Reddit.
Yeah.
Always the same.
Reddit's not that old though. Like, I go to Speed Demos Archive a lot to watch speedruns of games.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch them like 10 years ago. The website hasn't changed ever in the whole time I've been using it. And it's like, oh, this is familiar. Yeah. This is nice. Sucks. Sucks to use. Oh my God. It's great.
You love it.
Yeah. But oh my God. Like, it sucks. It's no, you got to like right click and download every video.
You really?
Yeah.
It's still like 28K modem speeds. It takes like forever to just like get to another web page.
The internet used to really suck.
It used to be really slow.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, I have been using the web for like over 20 years now. It's like the most of my life. It's so fucking crazy to me.
The internet is good everywhere except inside Achievement Hunter. Like, the Wi-Fi sucks in there.
How much effort would it be? You're the guy who only have walls.
Put in a wireless router in there. Is that a lot of effort?
I can get you one.
How much wireless stuff do you guys use?
Yeah, though? Don't you have a fucking computer right in front of you?
What if I'm on my phone?
Share the internet off of your computer.
What?
I'll show you.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you absolutely can do that. You never do that? Like, whenever,
I do it the other way. I share my phone to my laptop.
Whenever I go to like on a trip and I go to a hotel, if I have and sometimes you go and it's like every device you connect is $12 or whatever. If you have a laptop, you can just plug the Ethernet cable in and then share that connection from your laptop's wireless.
I had no idea.
And you create a Wi-Fi hotspot off of your laptop, so then like my phone and my iPad and everything else just connects to that Wi-Fi network.
I've never done that before. That's genius.
It's in sharing.
I just got 5K iMac.
I saw.
Holy shit.
The thing is nice. That's the nicest screen I've ever seen on a computer. And I already have like a big Apple Cinema display that I used to use before. Okay. I already have that. But then I plugged this, so I got my iMac now and my other one, my old one, and like you can drag a window from one to the other. And it's like, oh, it looks so good. Ugh! And it's like a really nice screen, but now I'm used to this Retina display that's so high res.
You tweeted a picture and it had like the entire front page of roosterteeth.com.
Yeah, because if you set the resolution like all the way up, like 1 for 1 pixels,
yeah.
And like an HD video is like meep on the massive screen.
Jeez.
It's crazy. I got it so I can edit more of my 4K Phantom footage.
Ooh.
Pretty
4K
jealous.
4K Phantom. Footage. Say that
it's such a high resolution display, they can't make a separate one. Like, they have to have it built into the computer because they can't transmit that over Thunderbolt.
Yeah, yet. I think the Thunderbolt spec.
Yeah, Thunderbolt's not fast enough to do that at 60 hertz.
We're still working on like 6-year-old Mac towers.
Who is?
We are.
Like, oh, really? Actually, I've got a brand new Mac Pro bin.
Fucking brag about it.
Can I have one?
You have one.
Yeah, just me though.
Yeah, we got it so bad, you know, except me. Everyone else has it so bad.
Yeah.
Those computers fucking suck.
The bins?
The trash cans? You don't like the trash cans?
Fucking terrible.
Oh, I like them. Why?
Awful.
Why are they bad?
We've had, maybe things are better now, but there's been nothing but complaints about hardware problems with those things. It's like, there was an update. I've ranted about this extensively on the podcast, where there'd be an update that breaks Blackmagic and Adobe only.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem.
Oh, great, because that's not what we fucking rely on.
They were made in America.
Great. that's exactly why they suck. About that, too.
Yeah.
Like, let's make them somewhere else where they have experience making them, where they can make them and make them work.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, make them in America that cost twice as much and they fucking break.
Yeah. I like mine in some situations, I definitely wouldn't have spent like $8,000 on it though.
Is that how much it was?
I think mine was $8,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's good if you trick it into working how you want it to. But as an actual computer, like if I just had that and that was my only computer, I would kick it over.
Because it's frustrating? It just doesn't work?
It fails in very weird ways.
Like what?
Like it'll just freeze.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have that problem just with like one particular piece of software, which I won't trash live on air. But it ruins my life every single day.
Is it Adobe?
Yeah.
I won't trash it on air. Right now.
Gus, have you talked about the light bulbs that you got?
No, I think I talked about them briefly on Screenplay a few weeks ago, but have not mentioned them here.
What are they?
Real fast, I feel like I should mention that. Yeah, we decided to put Screenplay on hiatus while we figure out what to do and retool that show. So it's not going to be an episode tomorrow. Maybe never again. We'll see. We'll figure it out. We're working on it.
Yeah.
I got some Philips Hue light bulbs, which if you've never seen, but before I get to that, this is what I was laughing at when you're telling your story. Lauren drew this. It says, "Was it you who peed? Ha ha, yeah." And then it's just a picture of me peeing in the sea. It's just really funny to me.
Wow, she makes you look really good looking in those drawings.
I know. It's like, hey. That's why I always want to show them.
That's funny. When it cut from the picture to you, you were like matching the first panel with your face.
Apparently these light bulbs have been out for a while and I just never.
Yeah, they've been out for over a year.
I've had them for a couple of years.
I'd never heard about them. I think I was at Best Buy and I saw like the in-store like display. And I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? And it's just light bulbs that you can control from your smartphone. So it's not only just turning them on and off, but adjusting the colors.
Yep.
You can set
presets.
And you can set presets so you can hit a button and they all do different things.
They were part of my alarm when I lived with Jeff. Like my Roomba would start vacuuming to wake me up and all my lights would come on like bright white. And I was like, I'm up.
And jeez, also you can set what they call geofencing so that when you get home or leave home, they turn on or turn off or do specific things that you
program. I wish the geofencing could be more strict, like room to room. But would have to be like NFC or something.
Well, every bulb already has a chip in it. You think that it would be able to detect your proximity to each of those.
Yeah, I don't know why it can't do that.
God, piece of shit. as soon as Gus told me like there were smaller bulbs, because I thought you just get the huge ones, I went and I bought like six. And there's like all these third party apps that have like strobe mode where it's just like if you were having a party at like a club, and then like there's other ones that you could play music through your phone and then just like time to the music. They're so awesome.
Oh, that's wicked.
My wife made a vine showing them off.
So that's a lamp at your house? I feel like I've been there.
Oh, you put them in your ceiling?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why?
I was there in my lamps.
Yeah, no, I went all out with them.
Yeah.
There's few things that make me feel like I live in the future.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Ordering food and booze on my phone, have someone bring it to me, and having my light bulbs change colors. That's
future. Do you ever just sat on the couch with Esther and then you just secretly put them to like a low red and you're like,
constantly, you gotta do the eyebrows too, like.
I feel like low red is like murder light, though.
Yeah.
What's the color of passion?
I would say like a deep purple.
No. It's funny. We've settled on purple as well. If you ever come up to my house and you see the purple lights from the outside, don't knock.
Because I feel like purple would be...
Don't knock. Just come straight in.
No.
Fucking take your shoes off, take your pants off.
Red looks like murder. There's one app that has these like video presets, and basically what it'll do is take all your lights and they'll just fade in and out from like black or, you know, nothing to red, except they're all timed like, you know, differently. So it looks like you're in the middle of PT or hell. Like, it's absolutely terrifying.
But
they're super easy to use.
My only complaint is that they're not very bright.
Yeah. Even at their brightest, they're not super bright.
I don't want
bright.
Them to be very bright, am I right?
I think it's a side effect of the energy saving aspect of it. But there's one app I have where there's a preset where you can specify an NFL team. And anytime that team scores, your phone will play an air horn noise, and then all of your lights will start flashing that team's colors.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
It's not like immediate, but it's like 30 seconds after they score, your lights will go crazy.
That's funny. I don't know how Esther reacted, but Paula came home, she saw like the light switch that I installed, which is like, you know, even their light switches look really cool. She was just like, oh my God.
What do you mean you installed a light switch? It came with a switch?
Yeah, you can buy the little like switches.
So I didn't know, like, either until he told me.
It's just like, you know, immediate. Like you just press like a button.
I have them in my little study room and I've just got my very first iPad nailed to the wall with that app open and always on. It's basically the most expensive light switch in the world.
Yeah, you have an iPad nailed to your wall?
It's not like there's not a nail.
I know. They don't even need that. But I mean, it's permanently on your wall.
Yeah. And it's always on. And it's because it was my old iPad. It's like, I can either sell this or make use of it somewhere. So I was like, I could use this as a light switch.
God. What? Why don't you sell it?
It's like a 5-year-old iPad.
He needed a light switch.
Well, how much can I get for iPad 1? It doesn't even run. Like, it doesn't even run iOS 7.
Like, yeah, like it's like I have the same one. It's like iOS 5.
Yeah, it stopped. Like I think iOS.
I'm
5
surprised
or
the Hue app even works on it.
The current one doesn't, but the old one does.
But it's a light switch. Even if you got $5 for it, it would be worth more than what you're using it for.
But it's useful to me as it is. Before it was just in a drawer.
Yeah, I guess.
Now it's on a wall.
Nailed to the wall.
I don't see a problem with like recycling your old crap. Do you have an old phone anywhere?
No.
Oh.
Does it?
Well, that shut you up.
What do you do with your old phone?
I traded in for a new phone.
Oh.
And then I get money for it. I didn't pay anything for this phone because I traded my old one.
Okay.
Does it look cool? Or does it look like you just like plastered an iPad to the wall? Is there some like cool like apparatus or board?
Yeah. How did you get it up there?
You just. I'll see if I have a picture.
Did
keep
you just
talking.
Put
I'm
nails
sure.
like in the wall and then?
I mean, there is a nail in the wall, but it's not like it doesn't touch the iPad.
But yeah, that's like next step in like super computer house. Like everything that comes out, I'm excited. To, like robot house to make
well,
it more
like
and more
the big
sophisticated.
Thing in CES this year was like the connected home. Like yeah. Everybody was introducing like all these new apps and ecosystems.
People
and,
just want less reasons to get up.
And the problem is, I like all of these products. But I feel like we're entering this problem where it's like, oh no, that's the app for my lights. This is the app for my thermostat. Yeah. This is the app. Like, why can't we just have one app to control all of this? Why can't one company just make all of this and make it all well?
The HomeKit, I think, right?
Yeah, if things are HomeKit compliant. Yeah. That's like a brand new thing, you know?
Do you have a Nest at your new place?
I do.
Okay.
I love the Nest.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I told the story in the podcast, didn't I?
Like, yeah, of you messing with Chris's.
Yeah, Nest. Chris bought my Nest, but he didn't change the password. So we were all out once, and he was telling me, like, you know, it's just his roommate home. So I opened it up, and I, like, put it, like, on, like, 130 degrees.
Is that how high it goes?
It shouldn't not let you do that. I feel like that's the way you damage
your... I
would
think the highest it would go computer. Would be, like, 80, maybe.
I don't know.
85.
It goes probably to 90. I did this. Let me focus on the number.
Let me guess. You were drinking.
We were all drinking. Chris was like, just make sure you tell him that I didn't know about it.
Well, oops. Cat's out of the bag on that one.
Yeah. Only a couple hundred thousand people know now.
Oh, my God.
No one tell Chris's roommate.
This is the picture of the
water
in
the air. That's
the
thing I was talking about before. That's like all the air on Earth and all the water on Earth and the Earth.
That's really cool.
It's pretty neat. Yeah, that's really awesome. It's pretty nifty.
Oh, okay. Water.
Why are there additional little circles by the water?
Just bubbles.
To make it look nice.
Stupid.
Stylistic.
Those bubbles are huge. Ruins the scale.
You know.
What is that document?
Yeah, Gavin.
I can't get off it.
Gavin's currently on airplay.
So we, whenever we're sharing stuff of our phones and iPads, we mirror
it's a
our displays.
Game is an iPhone mirroring?
It's still. Oh.
And it doesn't always work well. So I figured you probably have like a mount or something. It's not just for the iPad. It's not just.
Did you not find
hanging
it?
Hanging there.
I didn't find it. Yeah, yeah, no, it's like a thing. It's like it hooks over the top and the underneath.
It makes me think of whenever you go to Mighty Fine, the burger place here in town.
Yeah.
They have like an iPad out there so that you can take pictures of yourself and post it to their Instagram.
Do they?
Yes, but it's always off.
Oh.
And you, like you, it's not off. It's just like in power save mode.
Why haven't we done that?
You can totally do it. Every time I go now, I try to do it. Mm. You just have to hit like the home button and it turns on. And I feel like it's like the most useless thing. They could just disable power save and then people would use it. But as it is right now, it's just like it looks like a broken iPad that's just hanging on the wall and everyone just walks right by it.
There's like this coffee shop back at the old office that has an Apple TV and they just keep like the screensaver on. But when you connect to their Wi-Fi, you can like screen share with it. And I was like, no man should have this power. Like I have to like stop myself from
putting
like
porn on.
Yeah. Right.
just fuck everyone's meal up.
God, I can't go back there because of that.
What did you do?
No, I just can't trust myself.
Oh.
You gave me a devious look.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
It was just nothing.
So I did something for, I can't remember the last time I did this, earlier today. I was like, I'm going to start, it's 2015, going to be better about things. I'm going to be more proactive about figuring out who's on the podcast. If you like,
I got an email for next week's podcast already?
Most people who are watching the podcast don't realize it, but normally it's not until like Friday night or Saturday where I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta ask people if they can be on the podcast. So it's like over the weekend, right before the podcast, I'm trying to schedule people.
I don't see a problem with that, though.
Do you remember that time you didn't email me and I went home and you were like, where are you?
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I'm going to be better. I'm going to start emailing people like a week or two in advance and try to get it all scheduled.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah. It's just, I'm like, I hate that sick feeling on the weekend. Like, oh, shit.
I just figured you waited that long because what if something happened during that week that you'd want someone on the podcast for it?
Nah, fuck that.
How many weeks ahead do you have? Who's on in like, oh.
One.
Who's on next week? I know I'm not because I didn't get
How much decision goes into deciding who's on the podcast?
I think about it a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I asked, well, I don't want to say because in case they say no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we know you asked Gavin.
So yeah, I did ask Gavin because Gavin ruined it. Are you available?
I am, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll be there.
What are you doing too fancy to be on the podcast next week?
No, I just. She's been on a couple weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so
Gus doesn't like to
giving her a break.
Extend me too much.
Let her go home. You got a long drive, a long commute.
Thank you, Gus. So thoughtful of you. I have a lot of Guardian applications to read.
I feel like lately I've been paranoid when I'm driving at night in Austin because, you know, there's that thing where they haven't caught the guy, but there's a guy who's been throwing rocks off of the upper deck onto the lower deck.
They didn't
of the,
catch him yet?
No. So like,
fuck.
I used to always take the lower deck because the upper deck's for suckers. Ever since this guy has been started throwing this, I only take the upper
Is
deck
he just
at night.
Stood
now.
Up there,
yeah. They don't know. They assume that he gets up there and he just finds like a big rock and just throws it.
There's
down.
A guy who's like still in intensive care.
Yeah,
I emailed like all the live action guys about it, and I was like, "Don't take the upper,
don't take the lower deck."
And then I was like, "Maybe I should email everybody."
Oh, save your department.
Looking out for his people.
Yeah, so I'm really paranoid about like driving on the. I drive on the lower deck
every time.
Yeah, take the upper deck.
Take the upper.
I mean, I think it only. I think every time it's happened, it's been like at.
It's at really late
like
at night,
after 2 a.m., like 3 or 4 in the morning. But still, I'm just taking no chances.
What if that guy watches our podcast? Then we're fucked.
No, he can't do anything to the upper deck. There's no upper deck.
Well, I still take the lower deck.
It sounds like you're challenging him, guys.
I'll just throw them up.
But it's always funny to me to hear the police, like when they talk about it or when they talk about how they're looking for the guy. Like, we've been canvassing the area, talking to like all the area homeless. They've been giving us a lot of tips. It's like, how fucked up is your investigation if you're relying like on the homeless to be your eyes and ears and tell you what's going on?
It's tough because like you want to tell people what happened, obviously. And, you know, maybe somebody did see somebody with the big rock. But I almost feel like. You don't want to put that idea in people's heads.
Because
there could be a lot of people like, oh, I never thought I'd do that. Yeah, I think I'll give that a shot.
Cause some chaos.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like when it first happened, you know, and that guy went to intensive care, they talked about it a lot. And then they stopped talking about it.
Just beating him right in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
He was going like 70. And
Did it go through his windshield?
He went through his windshield and through his head.
Oh, my God.
They apparently it was still going on, but they just weren't reporting on it until like months later.
Oh, really?
They were like, listen, that guy's still out there. We really need help in finding him.
Yeah, bricks don't mess around when it comes to a windscreen.
Yeah.
It's nuts. There's a clip online of it's a dash cam, and there's a truck coming the other way with a bunch of bricks on it, and a brick from that truck just goes, like just comes off and goes straight into the dude's camera. And I think it kills the person in the passenger seat. You don't see it. But you hear his reaction, and it's just like, oh, that must have been like a bullet going into whoever's head that was. It's
like, there's another dash cam video I saw a few weeks ago. This guy just driving down the road. I think it was in College Station. It's like three lanes in each direction. He's driving. There's an intersection coming up, the light, and it's red. He's slowing down. And then from the other direction, you see there's a cement mixer.
That's just
like weaving. I guess it didn't see the red light in time. It's going through the intersection. Kind of rolls over on its side, and you can tell hits dead on, but then the camera just cuts out.
Oh.
And the guy lived. But they're interviewing him, and he's like, yeah, I don't remember anything. He's like, I remember driving down the street, and then I woke up and I was in the hospital. He's like, and then I watched the dash cam, and I thought, wow, I was sitting there. I saw that
That's
happen.
Nuts. Did you see the clip? I'm not sure if it was a real clip, but it's one of the dash cams of that comet that happened in Russia like last year.
The guy gives no fucks.
Yeah, but there's another camera looking at him, and the light from the comet is shining in his eyes, and he just pulls down the sun visor. He's just like, just keeps going like, no, whatever.
There was the other day, there was a meteorite somewhere. God, I can't remember where it was, but it went through, so maybe it was somewhere in Romania. It went through like at 4 or 5 in the morning, you know, middle of the night, still pitch black outside. And you can watch the comet come from a bunch of different security cameras, and it turns the night into daylight for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Which is like so bright that everything just like pops into view for just a little while. And then
I've seen lightning do that a lot.
Yeah, lightning's good at that.
It just lights up the entire city. Like the really crazy one that we have in Austin recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we've been having a lot of thunderstorms. And it's awesome.
We got a lot of crazy lightning.
Yeah. I really want to film a lightning bolt slowed down. It'd be really cool.
That probably take you a while to find out. Well, I guess if it's like a lightning storm.
If you have that flashlight burning on, you could light that up perfectly.
I think the lightning will do fine at lightning.
Just imagine you going out every time it rains with like a big metal rod. Like, come on.
Lightning's weird in slow motion. It comes up from
the bottom, right? Yeah. From the ground.
Like it sends down a bunch of them, and the first one that hits the ground shoots up, and that's like the one you see. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, have you ever been close to a lightning strike?
Yep.
The closest was when I was with you, and it like struck right next to Home Slice.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
It like was really loud.
It was loud as shit.
It was like a bus crashing into the Home Slice.
What about you?
It was actually this year, or I guess last year technically, at my apartment complex, right in the parking lot.
Hmm.
I was walking from my car to my apartment, and there was a lightning strike probably about 30 to 40 feet away from me.
Did you feel the fizz?
I felt like heat almost from it. And I saw like on the ground, there was like a little bit of like a scorch mark. It was terrifying. Whenever there's a thunderstorm, I always run from my car into my apartment.
What about you, Brandon?
No, fuck that. I don't mess around with that.
Yeah, you don't mess around with it, but you can still be close to it.
No, never. Not getting fucking haul ass inside.
Stay inside. Order Instagram.
Yeah, I am not. Yeah, I'm not gonna get struck by lightning. That fucks you up. Also, can kill you.
Yeah. Also, usually kills you. I think.
Does it usually kill you?
Yeah, I think usually.
Oh, I heard like maybe if you don't die, it like it messes up your body like crazy. Like you become a
superhero.
Not Spider-Man 2.
What do you call the thing where you can't get erect? The condition where you can't get erect. Like, you can't get turned, like...
Oh, I thought you meant, like, can't get erect, like a car wreck.
I thought he said erect, like, erection type thing.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, you're impotent.
Impotent, yeah.
Oh.
Omnipotent.
I thought you meant, like, you can't actually sit up or anything like
No.
I've been close to lightning, like, in my car, like, you know...
Yeah.
Like, across the street, and then that one time at Home Slice, we were really close to it. And I told a story fairly recently on the podcast, but when we were flying from Wellington to Brisbane, lightning struck right outside the plane where I was sitting.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And it's like you said, I felt the fucking heat.
Yeah.
It's like, you're in the plane in bad weather. Don't want to feel it then. Don't want to see that then. People were fucking screaming on that plane.
Really?
Yeah. It was bad.
There was a plane, I think it was in Austin, when they were taking off, birds went into the engine, and people saw like the engine on fire. Like there were like flames coming out of it.
Did it go out at some point, or did it...
It still worked and they landed fine, but like sitting there and like seeing like the engine on fire, I would just check out. I would at that point, I wouldn't even be scared. I'd just be like,
you just come to terms with death.
It's like the 6-year-old
exactly. Yeah, yeah, because it's like you'd be on just a big donkey in the sky.
I'd just be like, well, that's it. Like, I think anything else happens in a plane, like bad turbulence, or you start like weaving, you're like, okay, maybe I can make it, things will sell. But if the engine's on fire, nope. Not even going to get upset.
There was a video posted online recently of a plane that was landing, and I guess the landing gear got stuck. It was out, and the wheel was turned sideways instead of the way it would roll. And there was a bunch of like news about it, and they had firemen all over the runway to, you know, put out the fire that would be the plane crash. And the pilot landed it perfectly, where he landed wheels down first for as long as he could hold it, and then like slowly put it down to the point where it just like skid on the runway. It was a JetBlue flight. Sweaty watching it.
And I know that.
I was so nervous for these people.
They were probably watching it. On the TV.
They were watching it because they have DirecTV.
How many pants were shat during that moment?
I feel like you only need to shit your pants if you're running away.
We're full circle. Yes, we are. The control room just pointed out we're full circle. You talked about how the landing gear was turned the wrong way. I'm a big plane enthusiast, and I learned
plane crash enthusiast.
Planes too. I love planes. I learned something over the weekend that I didn't know. The B-52 is that giant bomber that the U.S. flew a lot during the Cold War. They always had them in the air. You know, that way they could drop nuclear bombs for whatever reason. Well, apparently this plane is so massive that it was very difficult to land in turbulent conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a classified feature that was classified for a long time, apparently, where the pilot, when on approach to land, could dial in the heading of the runway, and the wheels would turn. That way the wheels would be straight on the runway, even if the plane was coming in at an angle.
Oh, that's insane. So it could land like this?
Yeah, they call it crabbing. And it could essentially roll sideways down a runway.
That's crazy.
That'd be really
that's
awesome. Cool to see.
Yeah, because apparently it was like, without that feature, it would be like nearly impossible to land in windy conditions.
That's nuts.
And then I started looking it up, and there's videos of it that you can see. It's like at an air show, like people are like, at this one video I saw, at an air show, everyone's like looking in one direction, looking at these planes in the ground, and in the background, there's this B-52 going like sideways down the runway. Like, why is no one turning around looking at that?
It's like Tokyo Drift for airports.
Like, that's really weird.
They're just racing around the track, like, drifting.
All right, well, it's about time to wrap up.
Cool.
So we got to call it quits. So I want to say thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday. You can watch us hem and haw about the best games of the year and argue about that. And we'll see you then. I'm a little unnerved that we're not in the wide. There we are.
Hey! Okay.
And so thanks for watching. We'll be back next Monday on another episode of the podcast.
I love you.
Welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast. Podcast. Hey. Podcast. Podcast.
Love.